Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, BYU Cougars 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Experience BYU Cougars 2022 season preview episode. My name is Kobe Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
You know I love me some BYU Cougar football. I love how they packed that awesome-ass stadium in Provo. Yeah, Lavelle Edwards Field or Stadium, whatever it is, it's fantastic. Our boy Mike Leach, BYU graduate, also was a GA there under Lavelle Edwards. Shout out to Coach Leach, good friend of the program. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well. It's a
We might as well just start talking about that right away.
It's a hard ticket to Hawaii when talking Patty C.
Well, it's not a hard ticket to Hawaii for BYU because they have a
ton of Hawaii.
Yeah, a pipeline from Hawaii straight to Orem, or what is it? Provo. Yeah. I got that one wrong right off the bat. Provo. We're just doing all these podcasts. Look, but I wanted to say Lavelle Edwards Stadium. You ranked it as the number one stadium among the independents. You're pretty impressed by it. I think Nick and I had it number two overall. That had it coming in at number two.
Well, the reason why is I was looking at home field.
Yeah.
I actually think it's probably like, I get it. Notre Dame is hard to win, but you don't have the altitude.
I was tempted to agree with you.
You don't have the altitude.
It was very close between Notre Dame and Lavelle Edwards for me.
So look, I love BYU football, man. And they're on the verge of joining the Big 12 conference. Patty C, what do you make of the new Big 12?
I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Even when Texas and Oklahoma leave, I think it's a completely legitimate conference with some, you know, maybe national championship potential, especially if there's an expanded playoff. I think that they're going to have a hard time getting into the playoff, given what, you know, we're currently looking at. But
BYU's won a national championship in our lifetime.
They have. And BYU has kind of some of the highest upside for that. And some of the best marketing mojo that would, you know, allow them to get that spot.
Is BYU quarterback you?
They've churned some out, haven't they?
I mean, Jim McMahon, friend of the program.
There it is.
Been on the show several times. Mark Wilson, Ty Detmer. I mean, Steve Sarkisian. Surprisingly,
that's the first Steve you're going to name on.
Telling me
list?
He didn't soak.
He soaked quite a bit.
Then you got who? I mean,
Steve Young.
Oh, how did I miss Steve Young? Jesus. And then you also had, I mean, they had who was the guy for the Redskins a few years back? John Beck.
There you go.
John Beck.
Can't forget. I guess we're trying to go a little bit chronologically here.
How did I miss Steve Young? What am I?
Yeah, I got some of their draft picks pulled up here. If we're going back in time, that John Walsh, like you said, 95. Ty Detmer, Brandon Doman was drafted by the 49ers in 2002.
Robbie Bosco was the starting quarterback when they won the Natty. That's what's hilarious is when they won the national championship, they had Robbie Bosco.
I would have assumed that was Steve Young for whatever reason, but clearly the highest draft pick I think they've ever had is
and Robbie Bosco played for the Packers for a few years too.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Robbie
quarterback
Bosco.
You and Jaren Hall. He might be their first black quarterback, but he's a baller on all levels. I mean, I was surprised when I learned they have a black quarterback just because they haven't ever before.
Yeah.
But hey,
BYU. Yeah. There's probably not a ton of African Americans in the Mormon community.
That was shocking to me that, but I just assumed he was from the islands at first. And then when I found out, I was like, oh wow, but it's about time. This is what I mean. Hey. We got all this change going on. It's fantastic for the sport. What do you make of him? He's going to be in the pros too, dude.
I mean, let's take a look at his stats from last year.
He's going to be in the pros. He was only a sophomore last year. He's a junior this year, so he's got another year of eligibility.
Highest rated quarterback among the independents last year. 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Good for an amazing 9.3 yards per attempt, average yards per attempt adjusted. Which was also number one amongst independent quarterbacks. He's a stud.
This team is loaded for a pretty big run, I think, this year, Patty C. Jaren Hall's back. Like I said, I think he's a really underrated
also
quarterback.
307 rushing yards for Hall.
Dude, I love his game. When you watch him, like, he's a baller. 3 of 5 are back on the O-line, but I'm going to make an argument. It's really like they have 4 of 5 with starting experience, but led by center Connor Pay, they have tight end Isaac Rex back. That guy's a beast. And the receivers, Puka Nacua.
Nice.
Transfer from what I think Washington or Utah, and Gunnar Romney. They're all back. I mean, this offense should be rolling. Aaron Roderick took over for Jeff Grimes, who went to Baylor. Roderick 29th in scoring offense, 37th in rush offense, 31st in pass offense, 17th overall, Patty C. And they played a crazy schedule last year.
That's a machine of an offense.
Yeah, buddy. And I mean, the Poop. Defense. The defense took a little bit of a hit last year. They were banged up though. I feel like most of the year, 51st in scoring defense, 73rd in rushing defense, 72nd in pass defense, 74th overall, which is you'd like to be top half. I mean, obviously you want to be as good as you can, but 8 starters are back on D. 3 of 4 are back on the defensive line, led by Caden Hawes. 2 of 3 linebackers are back, led by Peyton Wilger. 3 of 4 in the secondary are back, led by Malik Moore. This, I'm telling you, I look at this roster and we'll get to the transfer portal and the recruiting rankings in a second, but I'm very excited for BYU's upcoming season. I think they could really do some damage. Patty C, what do you make of Kalani Sitake? I think he's a damn good football coach.
I mean, of course I agree with you. Let me take a look. See here. Last two seasons finished 11 and 19 in the AP poll postseason respectively. Pretty darn impressive. We weren't completely sold after that 4-9 year. In his second year, we said, oh, maybe they're trending in the wrong direction. I think part of that was very tough scheduling, but he has since responded 7-6, 7-6, 11-1, and 10-3. Mm. A bit of a clunker in the bowl game last year against UAB down in Shreveport. Pretty much a road game. But like you said, affected by COVID.
I thought there was a bunch of players out with COVID. I could be wrong, but I thought there was a bunch of players out with COVID. But regardless, some UAB was an underrated football team. Thing happened. It happened. It happened. But I'm excited to talk this upcoming year, man. I really am. But first, I got to get us paid. I got to tell us that I got to tell you that the BYU Cougars college football season preview series is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that app today and let it ride. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. We got Father's Day about to happen, and look, just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure that all father figures out there are looking daddy material this summer. Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. That's no dad joke there. There's no dad joke. Treat them and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer.
Look, we're looking, this is going to be the summer of soak. Okay.
Summer of soak.
Summer of soak in Provo, and Manscaped is going to take you there.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with that promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're going to absorb 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studio, we use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. Yes, that means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's IPVanish.com/SG. P. All right, Patty C. What are we doing here, buddy? We are talking BYU football, the transfer portal. They did have some hits. I mean, some players left, a couple guys still in the portal. I'm counting, I think four still in the, maybe six still in the portal. One of them being Baylor Romney, the backup quarterback. But you know, and I'm sure they lost Bentley Henshaw, a tight end to Liberty. They lost Cade Parrish, a tackle to Utah State. But they didn't really get hit that bad. I think they actually brought in better talent than what they lost.
It's surprising that, you know, players that commit to BYU, you would think are committed for more than just the football. You know, that's a culture. It's a lifestyle that you're taking on at BYU. And so obviously some players want the play time and they want, you know, whatever
the chance of millions,
the
of
chance
dollars.
Of millions yeah. of dollars. So that kind of, you know, is another thing to consider, but I it makes sense that they're not losing too much.
Well, I like what they brought in since last August. I mean, first last August, they brought in Cade Finnegan, a quarterback from Boise State, who's young. So I think it gives them depth there. And then they go out this offseason and get Christopher Brooks from Cal, who's a really good running back there.
600 yards last year rushing.
Houston Hemoli from Homolay.
Let me take a look at that.
Running back from Stanford. Coming in,
Heimuli. I have no idea. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
But that's going to give them some nice depth. Two Pac-12 backs that fit right there. losing Allgaier from a season ago to what, the Atlanta Falcons, I think it was.
Yeah, 1,600 rushing yards. Going to be tough to replace.
They got some guys though, and I think they got offensive tackle Kingsley Sumatiea, and this guy is a 4-star from Oregon. This is a huge get, and this is what I mean. The O-line's loaded. I think the O-line is going to be really fucking good this year. The ground game will then excel based on how they block.
You're getting better at pronouncing those Pacific Islander names.
Buddy. I've been
pretty
working
impressive.
Every day I do 2 hours just sitting there saying.
Yeah, get out the old syllable. What do they call that?
Kalani Sataki. Sataki. Cornerback Gabe Judy Lally also transfers in from Vanderbilt, where he'll probably be a reserve. But adding some cornerback depth, always a good thing. Patty C, how they do recruiting-wise?
Recruiting-wise, I mean, this team is essentially, let me pull that up. Very consistent. Last 5 years, 78, 77, 82, 70, but a nice little bump up during the 2022 cycle, 57.
Should only continue to go higher as they join the Big 12.
You would think that would give them a little bump. I mean, obviously, they're not in a conference. And among the independents, they've been second every single time, both in the recruiting rankings and the 4-year composite rankings. Obviously, Notre Dame going to be number one. As far as the transfer portal ranking, also pretty consistent. 3 of the last 4 years finishing between 36 and 47. And again, number 2 in the transfer portal ranking in Notre Dame. Actually, no, that's not true. Notre Dame was number 5.
Right?
They're number 2. New Mexico State dominated.
Oh, Jerry Kill got after it.
Dominated transfer portals among independents. But still, pretty good. They're going to get their talent. You know, they are what they are. But I think you're right. I think the Big 12 helps.
Yeah, it will help. And well, you're going to be able to dive into Texas. You're just going to be able to say, hey, and Florida.
Yeah. But I do almost think that like the boost that other schools are getting from joining the Big 12 won't be the same just because it's such a thing.
Still, but I can see a grad transfers coming in and stuff from Texas.
I mean, if they keep winning the way they have, players want to play for winners.
Let's go, Cougars. All right. Well, Las Vegas, Patty C, is saying that win total at 8.5 wins. And believe it or not, I think the juice is the play. I mean, look, BYU plus 125 on the over, minus 145 on the under, Patty C. Actually, let me just double check that. Yeah. Patty C. Let's get into it. My own first reaction. I know they always schedule kind of crazy, and I don't think this year's as bad. I'm going to say that, wait, they want you to take the over because the juice is there. So Vegas is actually leaning towards like an 8-win season.
8.5 seems very doable.
I like it. Let's hop into it. Saturday, September 3rd, week 1, we have BYU at South Florida, where I think they lost the last time they went down to Tampa and Raymond James. But
wow.
I don't see a loss happening here. I know it might be really fucking hot at this game, but
I absolutely do not see a loss happening here. They have been playing.
I think they will get it done. This close, game's on ESPNU. Yeah.
Close to a playoff level for the last 2 years.
Yeah. I think they're just going to be way too physical for BYU. I mean, I'm sorry for South Florida. So 1-0.
Let me take a look real quick at this South Florida series. They won most recently this past year. 35-27, but 2019 they did take an L.
Yeah.
So, buckle up. Week 1, hopefully there's no overlooking that. I do think they get the win.
I do too. Now week 2, big time game going on at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. The Baylor Bears, Big 12 champs, coming to Provo. This place will be rocking. It's a season opener. Patty C, we just did the Baylor preview and we took BYU. BYU wins this one.
Boom. Provo is a tough place to play.
Go listen to our Baylor preview.
Beat the defending Big 12 champs in your first, second game of this year.
Yes.
Nice look.
Week 3, they then go to Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. This game's fantastic.
This one hasn't been played very many times. 6 times total. First time since 2006.
Needs to happen more. I'm taking Oregon here because it's at Autzen.
This is tough, man. I mean, Dan Lanning in his third game.
That stadium, it's bananas.
I mean,
it's hard to win in Autzen.
Yeah, that is a hard place to play. This is a 50-50 game to me. Between Baylor and Oregon, though, I could see them probably dropping one of those.
I got them losing this. So 2-1 for me. Then they welcome the Wyoming Cowboys and Craig Bowl. This one should be an interesting matchup because both teams are very physical. I got BYU winning this.
I do too.
So 3-1 out the gate for both of us. Then Thursday night, love this matchup.
Another chippy one.
Utah State and Blake Anderson come to town. I'm going. This is in Provo. I think Utah State get him last year? I think Utah State might have got him last year.
Let me see if I can pull up last year.
I got it right here. Hang on.
Did not play last year.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Utah.
Oh no, they did. And BYU won 34-20.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to win this one because it's in Provo. So,
although this is a closer series
than 30, most realize, 50 yeah.
and 37 all time in BYU's favorite. Is this one going to go the way of the dodo on account of Texas once again screwing up all the rivalries in college football?
It is, unfortunately. Hopefully it comes back. Hopefully it's an out of conference.
But they've announced that one's not going to be an annual thing.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
So
these teams have played each other how many times in their history?
Texas ruins a lot of great college. Just you, if you're ever wondering why we hate the Texas Longhorns so much, it's because they ruin a lot of great tradition.
They have played 90 times. Only Utah has played BYU more at 95. And lo and behold, this is a rivalry that's apparently got to go.
It's got to go. And by the way, we don't even get the Utah game this year, Patty C.
We don't?
What's happening? Oh, you know,
the world.
So I got them beating Utah State. I got them at 4-1 to start the season. Petty, see you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Then they go to Las Vegas to the Death Star, filthy dome. They should play this at Sam Boyd. if they really wanted to be neutral, they should just be on campus. Go to South Bend and go to.
Do a 1-1 here.
Come on. Taking on Notre Dame, Patty C.
They knew there was a marketing
50-50 game.
They knew there was a marketing opportunity for the two Christian schools to go play in Sin City.
There you go. There you go. But buddy, this is going to be a 50-50 game to me, way more than the Oregon game.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean Notre Dame, it's just a little bit of a question what they got under Marcus Freeman. But even still, they're just not that much ahead of BYU, if at all, you know? So yeah, it is going to be a good game. 50-50, maybe.
I'll even say, let's just say loss right now. Devil's advocate here.
I think they have two losses in the first five games there.
Okay. So I got them at 4-2. 4-2. We're six games in, buddy.
Are we really?
Yeah. Then they're home to Arkansas. We did the Arkansas pod. Go listen to that. But we did take BYU to win that one.
Yeah, so 5-2.
5-2, and then they're at Liberty, which is a tricky game, but I do think they're going to beat Liberty.
I agree.
So we move to 6-2. Then yes, the East Carolina Pirates travel cross country to come to Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
A long trip.
Upset Bruin, buddy. Upset Bruin.
I think that might be delusion speaking on your part.
All right, I'll give it to BYU. All right. So what does that take us to? 7-2?
7-2.
Then they're at Boise State. Boise State beat them last year in Provo, but the year prior, or the matchup prior, BYU won against Boise. This is a good game.
Yeah. BYU had won the previous two, but all time.
No, last year Boise got them.
Yeah, I know. Boise got them last year, but then BYU got Boise the previous two, 2019 and 2020. But before that, Boise 3 in a row. All time this series, 8-4 in Boise's favor.
Mm. I'll take Boise then.
And that's all since 2003. Going to the Smurf Turf. You think Avalos has this one dialed up?
Yeah, he got him last year. Why not?
And we just did Boise. I forget who we picked, but I think BYU is three losses. That's more than they've had either of the last 2 years. They're bringing back an experienced quarterback.
I'm playing devil's advocate right now. They lose to Boise.
Let me look at this schedule one more time. All right. Yeah, I'll give them a loss to Boise.
Then they get a bye week before they host Dixie State, the Trailblazers, and that is now Utah Tech. I like Dixie State better.
It's way better. Way better.
So they win that, and then they are going to the farm on Saturday, November 26th to take on Stanford.
That's a tough game. You think they get that W?
They're going to beat Stanford.
Yeah, they're better than
Stanford. They're going to be 9-3.
Like a road game at Stanford's.
Dude, they're going to be like 10-2 or 9-3.
I agree.
I'm on the over.
8.5 was the number.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward here.
Give me the over all day here. Let's go BYU Cougars.
I mean, Oregon, Notre Dame, two very good teams, and Baylor right there. That could be three. Arkansas is looking up. So maybe we're, and then Boise, Stanford, There's some meat on this schedule here.
I'm on the over. I think it's going to cash. Let's go, Kalani Sitake. Let's go, Jaren Hall, my boy.
They don't have to go on the road for many of these tough games. That's playing in their favor. So Baylor at home, Arkansas at home, Notre Dame. What do you think the crowd will be like for that Notre Dame game?
50-50.
Yeah.
I really like the over, though. I like the over.
I like it. I like it, too. I trust what they've been doing over the past.
Would this be a lock come June? I mean, August?
I think there's just a little, it's a little too tough of a schedule to lock it down.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, but it is one that I like better.
Yeah.
It's probably in the fringe lock territory.
I agree.
Guys, subscribe. Guys, girls, aliens, whoever. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We're available wherever you can hear a podcast. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube as we break down all 131 FBS teams with a solo episode for each and every team in the land. We talk college football year-round here, and guess what? BYU fans, Mark Pope doing a great job. We also talk college basketball year-round. Yeah, so if you're Utah, you know, whether it's Utah State, Utah, you know, Utah Valley, BYU, Weber State, we got you covered. We also have an FCS college football preview that we're dropping. Shout out to the Southern Utah Thunderbirds, and Dixie State, or
lots of Utah sports.
They're great college towns, all of them.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Also, we host the College Baseball Experience. Also, we host the USFL Gambling Podcast as that season goes into the playoffs. And our platform, Sports Gambling Podcast, I would put up there with any of them. Check out the MLB Gambling Podcast if you're a baseball guy. The Notorious OTB if you're a horse racing guy. Or girl, once again, or alien. Point is, check us out. I think you'll dig a lot of our platforms. Also, if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, take a screenshot. And if you do that, show me that screenshot on Twitter at the Colby D, or from our account at TCE on SGPN, and we'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. How great of a deal is that?
Say that one again.
Yeah. So they leave us a nice review because we are good.
Yeah.
Then you take a screenshot with your phone, or it doesn't actually fucking take a Polaroid. I don't care.
Yeah. Keep it old school. Do it your own way.
Find us on Twitter. Show us the photo of your review and then DM us essentially that. And then we send you a shirt. Brand new. Brand new.
While you're on there. Yeah. Give us a follow.
Yeah, give us all a follow. Like I said, the College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. I had to think about that. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick, who's third man in the booth normally, he is on Twitter at NC_NICK. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. And check out our Slack channel, people. Get the app, but check out the Slack channel as well, Sports Gambling Podcast. I think you'll dig a lot of our other content. And yeah, Patty C, I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. Let's go BYU. Shout out to our guy, Mike One Leach. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, BYU Cougar style. You better start thinking about yours. Soak, soak, soak.